As far as you know, this game, what have you seen from Andrew so far? Did he make progress again today? I think you said yesterday that he was doing better.
Yeah, he's trending in the right direction, as we like to say, and he is doing better, and he's with every day. So I had another good day today, and so we're just taking it one day at a time.
Do you hope to get Andre more involved in the offense going forward? And if so, how will you be able to do that?
Well, if I told you that, shoot, I'd be telling Coach O'Brien exactly what our plan would be. So I can't tell you exactly how we want to do that. But we would love to get, Andre and, a bunch of the other guys rolling. And certainly we brought him in here to contribute and do those kind of things for us. We all know what kind of player you guys know better than anybody else, what kind of player he is and how he can impact games. And a lot depends on, how people are playing us and, who they're focusing on and who they're taking away. And a lot of things got to be, clicking to make that thing happen. So we're always working. We're always looking for ways to get the ball in our playmakers' hands. And we certainly know that Andre is one of those.
Chuck, beyond without getting into the strategy or game plan, why do you think it's been difficult just to kind of get him on track? And I know you can't just say, well, this play is going to him no matter what because coverages dictate and all that, but what do you think it's been tough to get him started?
Well, again, I think, you always want to try to establish, things, on the ground. We always talk a little bit, a lot about, running the ball and stopping the run and especially on the road, hostile environment, things like that. And if you have, the ability to do that and you can stay ahead of schedule, stay ahead of the chains, it opens up things for everybody. And we've done that at times, but we need to be more consistent as far as, staying on schedule and things like that. And so again, we'll continue to work and prepare and practice and hopefully, play better and play well and be able to, again, get all our playmakers, not only Andre, but, all those guys involved. It's going to be very, very important. They're going to have to play extremely well against this football team and against this defense to try to generate, any yards and any points. I mean, it's one of the best defenses in the National Football League and has been for a long, long time, and got great respect for Romeo and the job that he does and all those players on that side of the ball.
What do you think about the way Clowney's been playing since he came back from his injury this season?
Who's that? Can you say that again?
Clowney.
Oh, yeah. He's been fantastic. I mean, we just turn on the tape and, everything that we saw, when he came out. And he's a game wrecker. And they got a bunch of them, again, on that side of the ball. And he's long and he's athletic and he can set the edge. We all know he can rush the passer. He's a game changer. And you got to you have to account for him. You have to account for other guys on that side of the ball. You got to account for 99. Every snap, if you don't, and you don't have a plan for guys like 99 and 90 and 56 and all these guys, and then they're going to wreck the game. And kid's been playing, winning football, and he's a matchup nightmare.
Chuck, how about Ryan Mallett? He's only got a few starts under his belt, and he's kind of learning on the job. What do you see from Ryan?
You know what? The guy is a talented guy. He's long. He's athletic. He's got, great arm strength. He can make all the throws. It looks like he's going through his reads and his progressions, like he's supposed to. He keeps his eyes down the field. There's not a throw that he cannot make. And, he's a special athlete. He's a special player. And we got, a ton of respect, for him, and they got playmakers around him. He's a guy that, you have to make sure that, if he's got time and he can sit back there, he'll pick you apart, and we can't, we've got to generate, obviously stop the run and those kind of things, but we got to try to generate some type of pass rush, to put some pressure on him. Otherwise, he'll kill you.
Chuck, what are defenses trying to do to counteract the speed of T.Y.? What have you seen people try to do this year? What kind of everything under the book, I guess?
To do what now?
What have they done to try to counteract and limit the impact and speed of T.Y. Hilton?
Oh, what have they tried to do?
Yep.
Everything under the sun. You know, he's seen every type of double coverage that you can see, and I think Pep and our guys, on offense, do a great job of trying to get him free and try to get him what we call free access, off the line of scrimmage and those type of things. But he's going to get tight coverage, down at the line of scrimmage and help over the top, and people have doubled him, and guys are rerouting and jamming, playing a mixture of zone and man coverage, and they make it really difficult for him because he's one of those guys, like the couple guys we just talked about on the defensive side for you guys that he can wreck a game, and so he